الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين المهداة للعالمين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات العلم أو المفتاح للعلم والمعنون لها بإفهم الإسلام. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to this new session of the sessions of Key to Knowledge or How to Understand Islam. Still any problem with sound? Do you hear me, brothers and sisters? طيب الحمد لله. خير جزاكم الله خير. أقول كما وعدنا في اللقاء الماضي، فإن اليوم سنتكلم عن العقيدة وبعض السلوك. As we said, inshallah ta'ala, we are going to talk about the aqeedah and the manners or manners and some type of characters and how the good character can affect positively on the aqeedah of the person. ومعنا على سبيل المثال، لكن أولا، هل تكلمنا في اللقاء الماضي عن العقيده؟ Did we speak about the aqeedah and manhaj? The hadith of the description of the Yahud and the Christians and the Muslims. 73. If we have, please just let me know. الأمر المعروف. Did we do الأمر المعروف؟ Did we do the الأمر المعروف some of it؟ As I remember we done it, but we come back to it inshallah. واليوم نأخذ بإذن الله تعالى we speak today about as we said the aqidah or the manners and how it can affect on the aqidah of the person. And in fact it has a big effect on the aqidah of the person, as in the hadith, for example, as in the hadith of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه, in many hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said يعني to the Sahaba, من كان يؤمن بالله. If we can see some of this hadith from your brothers and sisters, anybody can يعني bring us any hadith from the like of this hadith, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر, whoever believes in Allah and in the last day. Anybody who is capable, please raise your hand or type one so we can inshallah allow you to write. It seems it is difficult for me to control it, unless if someone tell me from where can I allow all to write, because to choose one by one it's going to be a bit difficult for me to read the names and then go there. Abdulaziz, it's a bit difficult for me because it's not ordered in the alphabetical way. But anyway, you can write here in the chat, inshallah ta'ala we'll discuss it. Abu Maryam says, whoever believes in Allah on the last day, then let him honor his guest, Mumtaz. That is one good hadith that we need. And Shining Crescent says, whoever believes in Allah, whoever believes in Allah on the last day should say something good or keep quiet or keep silent. That is also one other good hadith, mashallah. طيب. Let's now get to the topic that I prepared. May Allah Ta'ala make it valuable to you as to me, inshallah. Now, the first hadith is the hadith of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه, which is agreed upon, which is reported by Bukhari Muslim, and agreed upon. So it is one of the highest rank of the authentic hadith. When we say agreed upon, it means it is definitely authentic. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says here, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him then to speak the truth, to speak good, to speak of good, or keep quiet or silent. Now, على نفسهم حديث من كان يؤمن ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره از ويل از ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. This hadith which is agreed upon from the hadith of Abu Huraira, we have three things. We have three things. Naam. And all of these three things, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir." Naam, ya akhwan. Idan, hadi thalathat umur. These are three things. Honor your guest, speak of good, or keep silent, and honor your neighbor. Three things. Naam. I write them down, and inshallah ta'ala you guys copy them. The hadith is agreed upon from the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Right. Three things. The hadith contains three things. First, the first statement, the condition. Condition for proper iman. We don't say for iman, we say for proper iman. Remember, Ikhwan? For proper iman, not for iman. There's a difference between for iman and for proper iman. What is the difference? Anybody can tell us? What is the difference? Anybody can tell us what is the difference, please? Between these two? What is the difference between the saying that it is the proper iman or يعني for proper iman or for iman. من كان يؤمن بالله, who believes in Allah and in the last day. Is this now means that this is for iman or for proper or for, يعني perfect iman? Naam, the difference is that iman increases and decreases. Now, I'm not asking about this. I'm asking about these three things. Where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir." Is this to prove and to affirm and negate the iman or the perfection of iman? Proper iman, perfect iman, excellent. It's not for iman. Who holds this belief that it is for iman? It is the Khawarij and Mu'tazila. Because they say that, yani, who doesn't do these things is kafir. But we don't say that he's kafir. We are the Sunnah, say he's iman, but his iman is not perfect. Not perfect. Naam? Even there are three things, right? As I said, proper iman. Naam? These are conditions for proper iman. Not only these, but some others we are going to bring. But this is in the hadith of Abu Huraira. What are these? First, honor. First is what? Naam, ikhwan. Honor his guest, right? First is honor. He has to honor his guest. Okay? and also, and second is to honor your neighbor. Am I right? Honor your neighbor. Yeah, we have honor the gift and honor your neighbor. And then the third is to speak of good or stay silent. Speak good or stay silent. Right. These are three. Now, what we want to learn here is how to honor your guests. How to honor your guests. And how to honor your neighbor. And how to value the good speech. Or how to know the good speech. So you do it. نعم يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says نعم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر نعم فليكرم ضيفه in other hadith this hadith he said this is the hadith of Abu Hurairah correct in other hadith which is the hadith of Abi Shuraih and also Abu Hurairah and it is agreed upon as well the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه جائزته يوما وليلة والضيافة ثلاثة أيام فما بعد ذلك فهو صدقة ولا يحل أن يسوي عنده حتى يخرجه look at this hadith this will also solve many problems of what we face today between the brothers and also between the sisters. Rasulullah said, whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him then to honor his guest. Let him to honor his guest. Ja'izatu, meaning the obligatory honoring is one day and one night. What is obligatory in regard to honor your guest is one day and one night. And if you would, you can do 3 days and 3 nights. And this is a generosity and kindness of you to your guest. But the first day and night is obligatory upon you. You cannot close your door on your guest. You cannot apologize. You cannot just smile at his face and say, "Well, you are welcome. Where are you going to be staying?" La, you should say, "You are welcome. Stay in my house." And if he says, "Hand me in your house," this is right. You should not reject him. If he is a Muslim, and he is a pious person. It does not necessarily mean that every drug dealer, even if he is Muslim, come to your house, or somebody who is suspected of the thoughts of Khawarij, or he is a bid'ah distributor, spreader, does not necessarily mean that you hold him and host him, even not 1 second. But it is the one that you know he is the honorable one. Naam. And then Isa Salam said, and what is more than 3 days a night is going to be considered as sadaqah. Look at this. As sadaqah. This direction for the host. As for the guest, Isa Salam said, and it is not permissible for the guest to stay in the house of his host. Up until he get annoyed and ask him to leave. That is not correct. You do not force him to tell you, leave my house. Neither by the length of time, nor by the accusation of speaking evilly or doing anything in his house that he doesn't like and it may annoy him. Now, the important thing now, we learned today that to improve your iman means to be kind to your guest. So it is related to aqidah. Man kana yu'min, because yu'min is aqidah. This is aqidah. And the second is فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ, to be kind to your or to be honored to your neighbor. It means to, as Isa Sallam said to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, he said, "Oh Abu Dharr, if you cook a soup, then make it and increase the order of it, and send to your neighbors, and send to your neighbors." To your neighbors. This is one way of honoring your neighbor. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma used to send some of whatever he slaughters, a sheep or a cow, or camel or whatsoever, or even to cook anything. Abdullah ibn Umar used to send part of his slaughtered animal that he slaughters for his family. And in the other hadith, as in the hadith of Abu Huraira as well, which is also agreed upon and also reported by Ibn Majah on the authority of Ibn Abbas and authenticated by Albani, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يمنع جار جاره أن يغرز خشبة في جدار داره. A neighbor should not stop his neighbor from sticking a piece of wood in his wall if he needs to, in order to repair his house or يعني support his roof or whatsoever. That means that if he needs anything from you, even if it is something like this, to stick or to to stick or to use his wall or his building, he should not then prevent him or stop him from doing that. Why? Because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already told us not to stop them from that. And this is one type or one way of how to be kind and honor and honor your neighbor. As well as in the hadith where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تمنعن جارة جارتها شيئا ولو فرس نشاه ولو فرس نشاه. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the neighbor woman does not, or let not the neighbor woman stop or prevent or halt whatsoever her neighbor woman needs from her, even if it is something like a hoof of a sheep, and meaning there is something very little, or even like the pots or something like that. The Muslim woman should not stop her Muslim neighbor from that. Should not. Now, and also from these hadith that Isa sallam linked the iman with the manners and characters is the hadith of Fudal ibn Ubayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallam said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا يأخذن إلا مثلا بمثل. رواه مسلم. This hadith, which is reported in Sahih Muslim in the authority of Fudal ibn Ubayd, who said that the Messenger of Allah said, whoever believes in Allah and in the hereafter, then let him not to take anything more than what he gives when he deals with others in gold. Meaning, if you sell a piece of gold or exchange a piece of gold with a piece of gold, whether with a goldsmith or your friend, it must be the same way and at the same time and hand to hand. Look at this now. Isa sallam said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا يأخذن إلا مثلا بمثل. في الذهب in gold, silver, raisins, salt, barley, things which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in other hadith, we should not exchange them with extra price or extra weight, or you give one now and you take the other later. It should not be, especially for sisters. This is very important because many sisters, they do deal with such kind of thing like gold, and they go to the goldsmith and they say, we have this old gold and we want this new gold, and they give him the gold and he weighs it, and then he says, okay, if you want this you need to pay me more, or I have to pay you something more. We say this is not allowed, this is haram, this is the riba. And Rasulullah said, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir. So whoever believes in Allah and in the hereafter, tell him not to do this. طيب, we'll take a break now, and I want you please, brothers and sisters, to prepare some other hadith related to this type of terminology, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir. Right, inshallah ta'ala, we take 10 minutes break and come back. Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Naam. You hear me now? How do you hear me? طيب, any other hadith? Any other hadith, ikhwan? نعم, خضر, go ahead. Abdulaziz, your writings are too small, I cannot read this font. Although I'm still young, but I'm not that young. Okay. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day should not harm the Muslim. Should not harm his neighbor. Sahih. Ahkam. وهذا جزء, and this is part of the honoring the neighbor, not to harm him. وسيأتي معنا حديث عن المسلم. نعم, المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. Narrated Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever believes in Allah on the last day should not hurt, trouble his neighbor. طيب, same thing, Jazakallah khair. صحيح. And also in the hadith of نعم, the hadith of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه, نعم, وسيد المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده, والمؤمن من أمنه الناس على دمائهم وأموالهم. The Muslim meaning the one who has perfect Islam. Same thing, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر, or the Muslim who is this. It's the same thing. نعم, من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. If the one who the Muslims have no, يعني are not harmed by, are not hurt by his, neither by his tongue nor by his hand, right? And the believer, the mu'min, is the one who نعم صحيح احسنت يا عزيز عبد الظاهر صحيح. This hadith is also one of the hadith. نعم. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him maintain the bonds of kinship. كان من بلا بلا قبل يصل رحمه فليصل رحمه. Right, these hadith all emphasize to us the importance of the these emphasize to us the great connection and link between the aqidah and the manners and characters. So that's why the Muslim, the mu'min, must be upon a good manners and characters. نعم. وأيضا عيسى عليه السلام said in the hadith صلى الله عليه وسلم says in the hadith نعم of رويفة حديث رويفة ابن ثابت حديث رويفة son of ثابت which is reported by أبو داود and authenticated by Imam Albani. لا by Imam Tirmidhi, sorry, it was reported by Imam Tirmidhi are authenticated by Imam Albani. نعم. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said in this hadith which is reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi and authenticated by Albani in Irwa al-Ghalib, hadith number 2137, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا يسقي ماءه ولد غيره. He whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him not water the child of others by his water. What does that mean? It means let him not to it means you do not fornicate. That is the meaning of it. You do not fornicate. You do not plant your seed. You do not put your water into the womb of someone else. So who does that, then he is not perfect in his iman. Now, also in the hadith of Ruwayza, again, hadith of Ruwayza again, فالسلام سيد من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا يلبس حريرا ولا ذهبا. Whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, is the hadith of the hadith of Abi Umama Sabi ibn Ajlan al-Bahili, which is reported by Ahmad and Al-Hakim. Which is reported by Ahmad and Al-Hakim. Isa sallam said, he who ever believes in Allah and in the last day, let him not to wear silk clothes, nor that he wears gold, meaning the man and the men, because these two, as in the hadith, are forbidden for the men of this of the Ummah of Muhammad sallam, and in the other hadith also, Isa sallam said, whoever used them in this life world from amongst the men, Muslim men, they are not going to use them in the Jannah. They are not going to use them in the Jannah.
How is it now? How is the voice now? It's still coming muffled? How is the key? Admin? Right. So this one is good, alhamdulillah. Here, this is what I just said. So whoever, the other hadith of Rasulullah said, he whoever wears gold or silk clothes of the Muslim men of this ummah will not use them in the Jannah. But in this hadith, Isa Salam says, the better condition, who believes in Allah and in the last day, let him not to wear gold, let him not to wear silk clothes, nor that he wears gold. Now, why it is haram for men, Muslim men, to wear gold and silk clothes? Because the Prophet ﷺ said so. This is a very good answer, Zainab. Naam. They warn were in Jannah. That's the punishment. But why? They are for women. Excellent. Aisha. Because they will not be able to wear them. This is the punishment. God will use sperm in men. Is it? Science is so, like we don't care about science, but it brings arrogance, and makes one feel kibber. Makes one feel proud, and that's why it is haram in Islam. Naam. That's why it is haram in Islam for men to wear gold and silk. Naam. طيب. One another hadith. There is another hadith in regard to Admiral and Paltrow. Please take the questions and post them to the private. As I'm moving to the other screen, and time to time I come back, I cannot see if there is any question. You take me from them, please. Brothers and sisters, you need only to send questions to the admins, and inshallah. Ma'am, that's the brothers and sisters of music. Ma'am, because Allah and His Rasul forbid men from men. Okay. Any other hadith if there are? Love for you, brother, what you love for yourself. أي من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. نعم. لا يؤمن أحدكم صحيح. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه. ما يحب لنفسه في رواية فهو خير. في صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one of you would not be believer, يعني would not have the good belief up until he likes for his brother what he likes for himself. What he likes for himself. No. Hey. Also, okay, another hadith. Is there any others? Let me give you one and then I'll ask you for one. Right. Isa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith that is reported by Tirmidhi and Hakim. صلى الله عليه وسلم as in the hadith say, in the hadith reported by Abu Dawood. Abu Dawood from Rayfa. And Rayfa ibn Thabit رضي الله تعالى عنه. He said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا يدخل الحمام بغير إذاعة. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him not to enter the steam house. Hammam here is the steam house or the sauna today. Except that he's wearing a lower garment to cover his private part. ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا يدخل حليمته الحمام. And whoever believes in Allah in the last day, then let him not to allow his wife or daughter, and mainly his wife, to enter the steam house or sauna. Look at the difference now. For him as a man, not to enter the steam house or sauna, except wearing a lower garment. But in regard to his wife, he said not to allow her the steam house or sauna. Why? Because she will have to remove her clothes and other than her house, which is not allowed. But if this steam house is in her house and no one else enters it, that is allowed. And likewise, we say about going to the gym and swimming, even if it is with abaya or clothes, unless if it is you alone or you and your husband. And no one else can see you. Now, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلَا يَجْلِسْ عَلَى مَائِدَةٍ يُدَارُ عَلَيْهَا الْخَمْرُ. He or she, whoever believes in Allah on the last day, tell him not to sit on a table where the khamr is served on or drunk on. So this is also a condition for iman, a condition for iman. So this is also related to the iman, the perfect iman. Now, how to perfect the iman? As also in the other hadith. Now let me. I said I want a hadith from you guys. Now let me see if you have any hadith. There is the reason. Okay. Fahad Baramin, Jazallah Khair, saying, Allah, the Lord, and the Rasulullah said, La yu'minu ahadukum, Wallahi la yu'minu, Wallahi la yu'minu, Wallahi la yu'minu, Qali wa min da'imada, Ya Rasulullah qala, Man la yu'minu jarahu bawa'iqahu. Qali fa ma bawa'iqahu, Rasulullah qala shahu. Naam, yeah, Jazakallah Khair, Fahad. This hadith we already mentioned something similar to it in regard to the neighborhood. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah is not going to be a believer, and he is not going to believe, meaning perfect belief. Not just belief, no, but he is not going to be among the perfect amount of belief. Now, three times, and then they said, Rasulullah, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one who his neighbor cannot be saved of his harm. Now, and the hadith is sahih also. Okay, Abu Musa says, whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him not to be alone with a woman who has no mahram present for the third one present will be the shaitan. That's correct, 100%. And this hadith is sahih also. Ma khala لا من كان يؤمن بالله إلى آخر فلا يخلون بامرأة إلا مع ذي محرم إلا مع ذي محرم. طيب أنا also نعم what about the women in regard to women whoever believes in Allah in the last day. Okay, what is that? Should stay away from that which does not concern him. Ahsan. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر من حسن إسلام المرء ترك ما لا يعني. أبو مريم is reported in the Sahih of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a person who believes in Allah and the last day never nurses a greed, a jealous, the Ansar. Ahsan. So this is correct. Naam. Abu Sulaiman or before that Aswad narrated of Allah the verse of Sam said, whoever believes in Allah on the last day should not hurt or trouble. Okay, you have passed this hadith already, spoke about it. Right, Abu Sulaiman said the verse of Sam said, no man is alone with a woman, but the third one present is the shaitan. Sahih, it is also mentioned earlier. Sahih, also Fahd Baramin, Allah Khair, brought us hadith from Abu Dawood. On the third of Abu Rayyad, Allah Ta'ala, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا يحل لرجل يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن يصلي وهو حقن حتى يتخفف ثم ساق نحو هذا اللفظ. ولا يحل لرجل يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن يؤم قوما إلا بإذنهم ولا يختص نفسه بدعوة دونهم فإن فعل فقد خانهم. نعم this حديث is reported by Abu Dawood as we said. Musa al-Salim says it is not permissible for a man who believes in Allah on the last day to pray while he is in need for toilet until he goes and get rest. And he said also, and it is not permissible for a man, and this means a man and a woman, both of them, a man who believes in Allah in the year after or the last day to assign himself as an imam to lead the jama'ah in the prayer except by your permission, unless it is of course the imam who is assigned a position employed for it. Other than that, he must ask permission for it, and he cannot make a special dua for himself, dua for himself away from them. This is not permissible. Sahih. Right. These are very important hadith, ikhwan, because we see a lot of violations in our life, in our daily life. A lot of violations. How many people harm their neighbors? their Muslim brothers, Muslim sisters, the honor. How many Muslims do not get the right of the gift by hosting them? How many Muslims do not stay away from being alone with a woman, which is not mahram for them? And many violations. Now, many violations. Look at this. How many people go to the sauna or steam house with maybe short towel or just underwear or like that, which is not allowed, and they go also steam house together with others, which is not allowed. Now, so this built up our iman. Now, and we are in a very bad need to build up our iman, ikhwan. The fitan today is surrounding us like air, like oxygen. Wallahi, sometimes we go places, oxygen is difficult to find to breathe. Where people are smoking or something like that, you cannot breathe. The oxygen is not free there. Now, but you can't find no single place where the fitna is not available. You can't find a place where oxygen is not available. But the fitna is everywhere. Is everywhere. Now, look at this. Sitting where the khamr is served. How many people today are invited for business meals and they go and then the khamr is served? Continue staying there without even having any problems with that. Allah mustahab. And he takes an excuse to say that, I'm forced to it. I'm not going there willingly. And I would say, no, I'm not forced. Nobody can be done on you. My boss was going to be happy. So what? He's judging your job, not judging your personal things, Right. One last hadith here before we take questions. It says here, which is on the sense of Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, Isa Salam said, من سرته من سره من سرته من سرته حسنته من سرته حسنته وساءته سيئته فهو مؤمن. الله أكبر. This is very very important hadith. And I said it is on the territory of Ibn Umar. No, it is on the territory of Usayd ibn Hudayr. On the territory of Usayd ibn Hudayr رضي الله تعالى عنه, the companion. We said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من سرته, لا لا تسير حدا سير, أبو موسى الأشعري. I have reported in the Tabarani, in the Muslim, in the Islam. Imam Tabarani reported this from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, Abdullah ibn Qais, رضي الله تعالى عنه, said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever finds himself happy of a good deed that he does and finds himself sad for a sin that he commits, then he is the believer. And now you need to check yourself. Are you so? You need to check yourself. Are you so? Or you are not even such type of manners and characters? Now, Right. Now I need to hear from you if you have any other hadith. Before we give another some time, and then we take a hadith, inshallah. We take questions if you wish. Now, inshallah. And I need to see the people in Pal Talk participating. As we said before, it is not something that we are not related to. We are all concerned about this. Naam ya ikhwan? We are all concerned about this. Naam, and we'll come back to also the Al-Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar. But I think we have spoken right about it, but if you say that we're still in need to talk about it, we can inshallah talk about it, no problem. Okay, let me see now with you guys on visit if you have anything, okay. Because I keep bouncing between visit and Paltok. So, what is that? MashaAllah, you guys are traveling so fast, I cannot even. Okay, this is good hadith, Sama. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyafi bi'ahdi. Where is this hadith? This is good hadith. Where you can find this hadith, Sama? Here's the source. And also, what is the difference from Iman and Prophet Iman? Now, I did not understand when you. Okay, this is good. What is the difference? What is the difference between Iman and Prophet Iman? Now, when you say someone is not a believer, what is he? Naam ya ikhwan. When you say that someone is not a believer, is not mu'min, what is he? He's kafir. He's a disbeliever. He's not a believer. Right? But when you say someone's belief is not perfect, what does that mean? He is a believer, he believes, but he has some weakness, he is a sinner. Now, as in the hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the one who commits zina is not a believer when he commits the zina. Is not a believer when he commits a zina. نعم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عند حديث أو عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها عن ابن أبي أوفى عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن أجيد بون عن البخاري المسلم أحمد المسند ابن ماجه النسائي نعم all these reported this hadith where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. The believer does not commit يعني when he commits the sin he is not in the perfect state of his, of iman or is not in, in the state of iman. Know that when he steals he is in the state of iman. Know that he drinks the khamr will be in the state of iman. And then the ulama said what about his iman. So they were asked what about his iman. Then the ulama said that his iman is elevated above his head like a cloud and remains there. If he stops the zina, it returns back to him, but lesser than what it was before. Lesser than what it was before. Now, so this is it. And okay, we need to see more hadith about this, about the iman. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said in a hadith which is reported by Abu Dawud and the sayings of Abu Darda and Ibad ibn Salih رضي الله عنهما and if it became by Al-Bani that Isa sallam said لا يزال المؤمن معنقا صالحا ما لم يصب دما حراما فإذا أصاب دما حراما ذلح. The Prophet says that the believer will continue as a believer, meaning his iman will increase up until he said لا يزال معنقا, meaning his neck is getting longer and longer. What does that mean? It means that his iman is increasing and elevating his neck to be longer on the day of resurrection when the whip comes to the mouth of Moses because of the closeness of the sun on that day. Now he needs a longer neck so that the whip does not come to the level of mouth. Now he said the believer would continue to be on a longer neck, a pious, up until he kills a Muslim, or up until he spells out a blood which is not permissible to spell it out. And once he does that, he said ballaha. And ballaha means he is caught. So it is very dangerous. Now, أيضا الأرسل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد لا يحب لامرأة تؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن تحب على ميت فوق ثلاث ليال إلا زوج فإنها تحب عليه أربعة أشهر وعشرة. هذا الحديث رفوت بأم حبيبة عن زينب بنت جحش عن رفوت غريبة بن رفوت بأحمد الترمذي عن ابن ماجه. أنا أرسل أن رفوت بعائشة رفوت بأي نعم أحمد مسلم ترمذي عن ابن ماجه نعم عن أم سلمة عن رفوت بأي النسائي نعم. إيسا سلم said that it is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah on the last day that she get into the state of hidad. Hidad means to show sadness for a deceased person, someone passed away, unless for more than 3 nights, unless if it is a husband, then she has to, it is obligatory upon her to do this hidad for four months and ten days. And also he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in regard to travel, in regard to the travel, Isa sallam said لا يحل لامرأة تؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن تسافر مسيرة يوم إلا مع ذي محرم. And this is reported by Muslim, Ahmad, Abu Dawud, and Ibn Majah in the Sahih of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه. As in the Hadith of Yabun, مسيرة يوم وليلة. And there is another Hadith in Sahih Muslim on the Sahih of Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما مسيرة ثلاث. نعم so the Prophet said it is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah and in the last day to travel for a distance that can be cut and riding camels or walking and 3 nights except with a mahram. Naam. And in the other hadith 1 day and in the other hadith a day and a night. And then the other hadith a travel, any travel, regardless the distance. The important is that it is considered to be travel as in the hadith in Sahih Muslim and the Sahih of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه لا يحل لامرأة أن تسافر إلا ومعها ذو محرم منها. It is not permissible for a woman to travel except with a mahram of her mahram, of her mahram. نعم. كل هذه الأحاديث, all these أحاديث shows us the relation between the aqeedah and the manners and characters. How we should be humble, how we should be noble, and how we must be having good manners and characters. Naam. طيب now إن شاء الله تعالى first of all is this clear or and did it bring something new to you in spoken the relation between Aqida and our daily affairs and how we can increase our Aqida, how we can increase our Aqida by our tariq, by our characters and manners, as in the hadith the Prophet ﷺ said, نعم إن الرجل يبلغ بحسن الخلق درجة الصائم الليل القائم النهار. He said, the man might reach the level of the one who stays all nights awake praying and all days fasting only by his good manners and characters. Right, so Ikhwan, did you see now? Yes, but what if you have neighbor who does not think about you, and will you keep asking things from you? We can't give anymore. Now, I don't recommend you. Now, as you said, Ikhwan, as in the Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said to the man who came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have relatives who I contact and they cut me, and they cut me, who I do good to them and they do good to me, and they do bad to me. He said to him, if it is like what you said, it is like if you have thrown the warm ass into their mouths. So you did your turn, and you do this not for them to do good to you, but you do this to obey Allah. You do this not to please them, but to please Allah Ta'ala. Now, whether they are pleased or not, this is up to them, but you please Allah Ta'ala.